Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves.
Yeah.
It's time for Odd News with Scott and Val. The only segment brave enough to ask, who let this happen? And then read it out loud anyway. Proof that evolution is taking a coffee break in America. And one or two other places too. These are real stories involving real people who woke up that morning and chose chaos. If you're thinking, surely no one would actually do that, allow us to assure you, yes, yes they would, repeatedly. So settle in, lower your expectations, and remember, this isn't fiction. It's humanity, unsupervised, on Odd News with Scott and Val.
Woo! Favorite part of the show where we roll out the odd news for you today. We kick it off with the news attack. These are a bunch of short ones. First sentence true, sentence is a joke, pretty much. Would you kick it off now?
The old college attempt.
Yes.
A study confirmed that if you increase your consumption of ultra-processed foods, you correspondingly increase your chances of developing cancer. In other words, the danger of baloney is no baloney.
Ooh. No baloney for you. All right. New Zealand Medical Journal study said airline passengers should not try to hold in abdominal gas, but let it go to prevent indigestion and heartburn. So much for that trip to New Zealand. Like a 10-hour flight.
Or Australia.
Yeah.
In a survey, 3 in 10 owners said that they had done renovations all by themselves. I bragged about my own renovation project, and they informed me that changing the shower curtain doesn't actually count.
It doesn't, especially when you have to ask for help because you're too short.
Yeah.
All right. No more NFL until September, which means I'm going to be forced to sit around in my sweatpants for 7 months eating nachos and watching tennis.
Not as bad as watching golf.
But playing it is so much more fun. It is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. A study found that some people's brains are hardwired to become irritated at everyday sounds like sniffling and knuckle cracking. The study found that 90% of those people become librarians.
Ladies. A survey found that about a quarter of Americans incorrectly believe that the sun revolves around the earth and not the other way around. And about 90% of all social media influencers believe the world revolves around them.
I'm still stuck on the fact that a quarter of Americans believe the sun revolves around the earth.
And they don't understand the dark side of the moon either.
Wow. Oh, okay. Loneliness has been linked to a risk of premature death. Not to mention a risk of cats.
He's dead, John.
But look at all of his cats. Scientists say sharks live much longer than we previously thought. They had evidence of some living into their 70s. Now imagine the horror of dying because an old shark gummed you to death. I had him for a second.
A study finds the average person eats 30 pounds of lettuce each year. 30 pounds of lettuce topped with 40 gallons of ranch dressing.
Yeah. Aside to say that asteroid that killed the dinosaurs hit the Earth during the spring, but it was after daylight savings time, which means they still had to deal with the headache of adjusting their sleep.
Oh, boy.
Ouch.
The U.S. military is using more drones than ever and is crashing more drones than ever. They think there will be fewer crashes this year now that they've switched away from dollar store AA batteries.
We have to charge them? All right. Moving on to the full stories. Wacky but true. All we add to these is sound effects from television and movies. A hungry burglar in Hungary took time to make coffee, cook and eat meals, take showers, pick out a change of clothes from the owners of the home, watch TV, and then checked his email while inside the house. He was busted because he left his email open on one of the computers. Here's the message that popped up.
You have hate mail. You have more hate mail. Your hate mail box is full.
True.
Just there for the free Wi-Fi. I wonder what his browsing history looked like.
All right, Val.
Participants Participants at a weekend silent meditation retreat in Colorado broke protocol after a black bear wandered through the outdoor seating area during a guided session. Organizers say the group maintained silence for nearly 30 seconds before multiple attendees collectively decided that silence was no longer spiritually appropriate. Wildlife officers later confirmed the bear was simply passing through and posed no ongoing threat. The retreat resumed outdoors. Indoors. Organizers describe the event as an unexpected mindfulness exercise.
Being mindfulness of your surroundings?
I mean, didn't like the Buddhist monks, they could meditate through a fly on their nose. I mean, why couldn't they just chill while a bear went through?
Because
they're definitely not mind yet.
Because inner peace has boundaries, Val. And a bear walking into your pagan circle is definitely a boundary.
I guess even enlightenment has a volume setting.
That's right. And here's what happened when the ranger showed up.
Ouch! What a lady grouch!
Oh, no, that was Yogi.
Yogi Bear?
What a lady grouch! It was actually the cop was supposed to say it was just a bear in a station wagon. All right, let's see. Police, North Carolina, assisting a driver whose navigation app directed him into a public boat ramp and into the lake. This was Saturday night. Authorities say the driver was following turn-by-turn instructions, did not realize the pavement transitioned into water. Vehicle was pulled out with minor damage. Officers reminded motorists to use common sense when road conditions appear aquatic. No citations were issued. And just this one comment.
You weren't even born with the sense God gave the common dog.
Ow.
I guess you trust technology, but glance up once in a while.
Yeah, your GPS might say it doesn't float. I don't float.
All right. I don't float?
I don't float.
All right.
On to Arizona.
Park officials in Arizona cited a visitor who attempted to remove over 200 pounds of decorative rocks from a desert preserve, allegedly intending to use them for backyard landscaping. Rangers say the individual made multiple trips carrying buckets before being approached. The rocks were returned to their original location. Officials reminded visitors that removing natural materials disrupts ecosystems and violates park regulations. Authorities confirm the rocks are now back where they belong, judging quietly.
Ooh, we have a friend that has done this. He's probably listening and he knows who he is.
Oh!
Stop
it. Hold him down.
Hold him down?
Oh.
Oh, wow. Rangers are getting tougher. All right, on to Florida now. What initially appeared to be a vehicle break in a grocery store parking lot. Officers discovered a man using a coat hanger to try and unlock what he believed was his own car. Vehicle was not locked. It simply wasn't his. Actual owner approached mid-attempt, clarifying the confusion. Authorities confirmed it was an honest mistake when they arrived, involving identical models parked side by side. No charges were filed. Officials say the man handled it well, considering he had fully committed to the wrong car for several minutes.
But that can't be your car. It must be your mama's car. I'm sort of embarrassed to be this close to you.
Embarrassment. EMBARASSMMENT. Embarrassment.
That's not right.
You know, this kind of gets to be a thing, though, when, like us, we drive this Subaru that you see a million on the road every day. I mean, very, very common color, very common model, and you probably see at least six other ones in a big parking lot. So it becomes an issue.
Back in the 40s, it was a more common thing because car companies, when they were, you know, we just had the steel key. They would only change key sets every like 6 to 10 cars. So there was always lots of them matched. And our dad had a story of coming out of the bar one night and his car was gone. But there was a car just like it setting, you know, right next to it. So he went to, it was like a, you know, some kind of 40s sedan. So he went to that one, sat inside. He knew whose car it was. And he started it and drove it home with his key. And then, because, you know, we grew up in North Dakota, small town for those who don't know. So then the next morning, he just called the guy that had his car and said, "Hey, look outside. You took my car home. I got yours." It's a little more common back then. All right. Let's see. Is it my turn?
Yeah. I believe so.
All right. An Oregon homeowner called animal control after discovering what they believed was a large wild animal sleeping under their porch. Responding officers discovered the animal was a neighbor's oversized domestic cat that had gained so much winter weight it could be mistaken for a small bear.
Oh, my.
A cat was returned safely, and the owner reportedly declined to comment on the diet plan. And Val, what do you have to say about that cat?
Oh, bulking season went too far.
Well, in that case, have it read, "Lost, fat orange-striped cat reward." Thank you.
Well, he's a fat cat, a cool cat, nobody's cool cat.
A greedy, ugly, psychotic monster with razor-sharp claws, dripping fangs, and 9 lives, all of them hungry.
It's Garfield.
Oh, my Fiona has gained quite a bit of weight over the winter.
I
know she will slim down when she is like hunting for a living again, but she's chunked up just a little bit. She thinks she needs the same number of treats as she does during the summer.
Yeah, I got the same problem with mine, and she actually went over and stood on the scale the other day, and I was like, "Oh my God, you've gained a half pound. My cat's getting fat."
I am thinking maybe Fiona's a little bit more than that.
All right, Val, an AI lawyer that wasn't ready for the job. Imagine that.
Yeah, that's right. Can you imagine? No. A New York courtroom paused briefly last week after a defendant attempted to use an AI-generated legal argument printed from an online chatbot as his primary defense strategy. According to court officials, the filing cited several cases that did not exist and referenced statutes that had been interpretive creatively. The judge halted proceedings to clarify the source of the material. Legal experts say this is a part of a growing trend of self-represented litigants relying heavily on AI tools without verifying citations. The case was continued to allow proper filings.
Huh. Huh.
All right. You are an idiot!
Especially since whenever you request something like that, they always pop up a warning on AI that says, "Please check the information. Might not be true."
Yeah. You know, there's problems when your lawyer is technically Wi-Fi.
City workers in the United Kingdom responded to reports of a mysterious glowing object in a public park late Sunday night. Residents described a circular, illuminated item emitting a soft blue light near a walking path. Now, we just talked about over the weekend Obama admitting aliens are real. So,
yes.
Yeah. Authorities arrived and determined the object was an LED lit toilet seat left behind after what officials described as a private celebration. No hazard was present. The item was removed. Investigators confirmed there was no broader threat to the public, just questionable decor decisions.
Oh.
Not every unidentified object is extraterrestrial.
I think the aliens declined responsibility.
Probably.
Where's the toilet?
Last night, Mr. Governor, my toilet was broken into.
Uh-oh. I think I heard a toilet flush. Maybe somebody lost a turtle.
Oh, yeah. See, them airplanes, they dump their toilets 36,000 feet and the stuff freezes and falls to Earth. We call them Boeing bombs.
I've been leaving the toilet seats up. Yeah.
Quickly, everybody, into the disco room!
That's where the toilet came from. The disco room.
The disco room.
Yes.
I think you just got a new idea for the bathroom on your Schlafman's Hollow retreat there.
Yeah, we have
the glowing one.
Yeah, our campground has the TARDIS, the Doctor Who's TARDIS outhouse. And that would be awesome, light up toilet seat.
I think so. I like the idea.
But then I'd be like hearing dance music in there and I have to walk by and knock and go, "That's enough time in the TARDIS." The TARDIS toilet. Some people don't get it, why there's the cop light and the sign that says police call box and all that stuff. But it's a toilet.